The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 in the morning to you. This is Hump Day. It's the last day of January. My, how time flies when you're on the run. Yep. Last day of the month. Tomorrow is St. Bridget's Day. That's a Irish holiday, by the way. All right. So anyway, aside from all the things that are going on here, we want to let you know that the trucker convoy is en route. And they're going to three different locations. And we'll get to that here in a minute. The one thing I did want to point out, that this convoy is going to have heavy law enforcement presence. They're going to have undercover units and undercover LEOs, law enforcement officers. They're going to be present throughout the entire tenure of the convoy, as well as in the camp areas. And if there's a problem, people are told to go there or call 911. And they've also taken into account that bad actors may try to create a problem. And they are warning truckers and everybody else not to engage them. Should you find yourself in a life-threatening situation because of such people, then it said, by all means, defend yourself in accordance with state law. Defend yourself in accordance with state law. I guess that means that these people are armed. Anyway, the trucks are en route. We'll get to that in a minute. All of this, of course, brought to you by the Power Mall, where we've got 10% off of Strauss Naturals head-to-toe clay and OptiVita products. That's Strauss Naturals head-to-toe clay and OptiVita products this week. And we also have the latest of the Gresca Carbon 60 45-day supply. That would be a plus for you to acquire some of that. We appreciate you letting us be a part of your life. And of course, we really appreciate your support. If you have a way to, or don't have a way to listen to us by radio, you can listen by phone. If you have a free talk, text, and data, and that's at 631-359-8232. So those of you who know others who want to listen and don't have the means, they can just dial us up and listen to the show live. So there you have that. Of course, we're praying again for Rick Kaler at Rick Satellite, dealing with surgery issues, and also strength for Bobby Kaler to help Rick through this tough time, because it's painful. That shoulder stuff is real painful. So we just lift that situation up to you, and thank you for everybody's healing. I know there's others out there. Susan in San Antonio's been bedridden for a while with shoulder pains and a brace and whatnot. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy out there. We appreciate it. Gets crazier by the minute. We've got three guests. Daniel Miller from Texit. That's why I have my Texit Now cup here. Daniel Miller from Texit's going to be joining us this morning during the news segment, talking about the Texas nationalist movement and how they're viewing all of this with the convoy, with the invasion, the whole nine yards. Larry Schweikert will be joining us, discussing his new book, A Patriot's History of Globalism, Its Rise and Decline. And Fred Jaszewski from U.S. Coin Capital joins us at the bottom of next hour. Meanwhile, moving on with the news. If you live outside Paris, France, or Lyon, and other strategic locations, you know, where the French economy depends on the ability to move, you may find it quite difficult, because the French farmers have rolled into Paris. They're even bringing tanker trucks in filled with, let's put it this way, when they pump your septic tank, and they're spraying it all over the streets and sidewalks and dumping dirt and tires and everything in the roadways. They are literally plugging up Paris and Lyon and various other places in France. I mean, plugging it up. Nobody can get in. Nobody can get out. They're ignoring warnings of police intervention if they cross red lines laid down by the ministers. You know, see, the thing is, when the ministers start doing stuff that doesn't jibe with the will of the people, this is what you get. And if you really should stay out of the way of those giant hoses when they come off the back of the trucks, because you just don't know what you're going to get sprayed with. Let's be nice this morning and call it effluent, shall we? Okay. The U.S. is threatening to reimpose sanctions on the Venezuelan oil sector days after Venezuela's top court upheld a ban on opposition candidate Machado. She won the primary to become the opposition's unity candidate for the 2024 presidential election. But on Friday, the Venezuela Supreme Court confirmed a 15-year ban on her running for public office. Venezuela rejected U.S. warning as rooted in proper blackmail. And of course, as you know, the oil industry is crucial to Venezuela's economy. And of course, this is President Nicolas Maduro. This is what socialists do. So they don't like the election down there. So, of course, the U.S. is going to punish Venezuela with sanctions. Whoop-de-ding-dang-do. We'll see what happens there. So much for the U.S. We weren't buying oil from Venezuela anyway. This is all political tit for tat. I think we all know that. When I tell you the first part of the story, that's basically the news. And the second part of the story is commentary that you probably can already read between the lines on. The Canadian government has announced an indefinite delay in its plans to expand MAID. That's an acronym, M-A-I-D, for medical assistance in dying to patients with mental illness, but no physical ailments. In other words, if you're mentally challenged, now you can check out. Yeah, you don't have to go to a sanitarium. Canadian doctors have gone from discussing euthanasia as a last resort to aggressively recommending it. Now, gee, I wonder why they're doing that. Even to patients who desire treatment rather than death, they're still recommending aggressively, well, you just ought to just kill yourself. We'll help. We have this overburdened socialist healthcare system in Canada, the doctors say. It's going to be sorely tempted to use euthanasia to clean up long waiting lists for psychiatric care. Oh, my. Now, why do you think people need psychiatric care? Is it because they're depressed because you locked them down in their houses for so long? Then programmed with negative information for so long? How does that work? The Toronto Star mused on Saturday that since 1 in 5 Canadians are impacted by mental health challenges, expanding MAID to cover mental illness could lead to a dizzying surge in the already number of assisted suicides. Wow. Of course, this Toronto psychiatrist, Dr. Cheryl Rowe, who supports expanding MAID, ominously described it as a failure of medicine that there's so many doctors that believe that they have to keep their patients alive at all costs. See, they don't value human life up there, obviously, if this MAID thing is being expanded. Wow. And the public doesn't want it. That's the big news story. It's being met with resistance. Good luck with that. They have a government that's not listening. I think every Canadian up there listening to the sound of my voice could agree. Now, what's going with our tax dollars in Ukraine? Well, Ukraine itself says that U.S. money is not going to Ukraine. It's going to benefit American interests. Well, duh. Don't we know that? That's $113 billion. Sent to Ukraine so far for its war against Russia is apparently not actually going to Ukraine, but benefiting American interests, a spokesperson for Ukraine has told Breitbart. The shock claim was in response to a request for information on whether or not any American tax dollars had gone specifically to Uman, a city in war-torn Eastern Europe that's currently seeking a condo built on a Jewish mass grave in violation of a bilateral agreement with U.S. and in violation of international law. See, we got some other issues, too, and that is these weapons that are supposed to be getting shipped over there. The news comes, New York Times, as a matter of fact, you know, sometimes the libtard rags actually do something productive and investigate the right thing. And they reported on the sacking of Ukraine's Minister of Defense due to graft and financial mismanagement in his department amid an avalanche of cash coming in from the U.S. to fund the beleaguered war effort. as Zelensky asked for more. The New York Times said prepayments for weapons had vanished in bank accounts of weapons dealers, among about $980 million in weapons contracts that missed their delivery dates last year. And now Biden wants another $64 billion for Ukraine aid, or, quote, American interests, unquote. But, of course, Congress said no. And why did they say no? Because he's tying it to, look, I'll shut the border down. All you got to do is just sign this bill. Give me what I want. I'll give you what you want. See, that's political tit for tat. And even though he's got all these rhinos in the Senate that are kowtowing and bending over and kissing the ring, but now the people in the House, led by Speaker Johnson, I'm sure there's another Johnson somewhere serving in the House of Representatives. There's got to be more than one Johnson there, so we can call him Johnson and Johnson. I'm sure there's, you know, they've said it's zero. Unless you shut that border off, there is no money at all. We're not kowtowing to this bill. That's what the House has said. This is political tit for tat. It's all part of the theater, and we're not giving in. House isn't budging an inch. The Senate, like I said, the rhinos are all giving Biden what he wants because there's a little something-something in it for them. Be it a minor kid or whatever the case may be. You know, there's something-something in it for them. These are sick, twisted people serving us in D.C. That has to change, folks. I can't do that alone. You have to help. Now we move on to youth news. Governor Abbott's back in the news again. And his response to suggestions to federalize state national guards would be a severe political blunder on behalf of the Biden administration in the midst of this legal battle over the U.S.-Mexico border enforcement. As you know, don't have to remind you, if you've been paying attention to the news, the Supreme Court, in its bipartisan 5-4 decision that favored the Biden administration, allows federal agents to cut razor wire under Texas Operation Lone Star. And we'll be asking Daniel Miller about that at the bottom of the hour when he joins us here on the show. Americans want a secure border, according to Governor Abbott. If Biden federalizes our National Guard, be the biggest political blunder you can make. That's why I think he won't do it, according to what Abbott is saying. He also added he's prepared in the event they do make such a blunder to make sure Texas will be able to continue to secure our border. So how do you think that's going to work out? The governor took to social media, citing a poll that found about 70% of Americans, this according to Rasmussen report, you know they're going to get involved in this, 70% of Americans back Texas setting up barriers at the border to curb illegal immigration. 53% strongly support it. 27% disagreed with the move. Well, gee, I wonder what political persuasion they are. And you see, why did that 27% even say what they say? Well, because they understand exactly what the objective is of these political action committees like Texas Majority PAC, run by consultants who worked for Beto O'Rourke's failed gubernatorial campaign. Well, this is all funded by who? Billionaire George Soros. He has a net worth of $6.7 billion. He remains one of the biggest donors to Democrats in the United States. And Texas Tribune decided they were going to do some research and found out this PAC raised $2.25 million since its inception after the 2022 midterms. And, of course, Soros has thrown six-figure donations to Democrats in Dallas County, Cameron County, and Hidalgo County. They want to turn Texas blue. And, of course, all the Democrat supporters like Democracy Docket, Voto Latino CEO Maria Teresa Kumar, urges Democrats to take advantage of the nation's historically high legal immigration levels, where more than 1 million legal immigrants are admitted every year. Latinos now outnumber non-Hispanic whites in Texas, she says. It's a Democratic shift that's been years in the making, has massive implications for the political future of the state we're only beginning to see. And that's another reason I want to have Daniel Miller around here, because they are fighting to stop this, I believe. We'll get more insight from him when he joins us at the bottom of the hour. Here's something else that's interesting. American Indians increasingly make up a large portion of Texas's foreign-born population. They're a huge voting bloc for Democrats akin to Black Americans. Research from October 2020 found more than 452,000 Indian Americans are now residing in Texas, only second to California, with more than 815,000 Indian Americans. Indian Americans. All right, let's how about we call them Native American Indians? How about that? Because if you say Indian Americans, people start thinking 7-Eleven. Oh, by gosh, by golly. No, don't have that. These are Native American. And, of course, Greg Abbott visited Mumbai, India, to recruit more India-based businesses to the state. Okay. That's what he was doing over there. Open up more 7-Eleven. No, we saw juice. Yeah, okay. That was from Encino Man, for those of you out there that don't understand the movie industry. That's an early 1990 movie. All right, so understand this whole situation. Indian Americans. So, you know, this is okay. Now we're talking about people who've been migrating from Mumbai. Okay. See, when you start reading into this thing, you think, well, is this Native Americans? No, they have to have reservations. Catch the play on words there. Yeah, Indian Americans. Wow. Okay, so, you know, what do we see out of all this? What we see is multiculturalization. I mean, look what they are doing to London. London, England. Look what they're doing over there since the British, you know, basically moved out of India. Now India's followed over to Britain because, hey, we got it made over here. Even though there's 250,000 cameras at any given moment spying on us, we don't care. We'll just go on about our business here and set up shop. And the UK government will support us. You see, that's the same thing as what everybody's thinking over here, depending on the government. And they want to convert the entire United States of America into a giant sanctuary state for all these illegal immigrants to come in here and then give them the right to vote, turn our entire country upside down, put us under Sharia law. There won't be one white Christian, conservative, Republican, libertarian, whatever the case may be, left alive, because they'll seek to destroy them all. They will completely change. That's their intention. They want to completely change the entire country, the structure of it. They want to eliminate all white people. That includes you, Joe. You see, everything they're saying makes zero sense. And this is the political theater that we have to live in, folks. Meanwhile, a House panel has approved impeachment articles against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And again, they vote along party lines. Homeland Security Committee voted 18-15 for the two articles of impeachment, affirming Mayorkas failed to detain migrants crossing the border before deciding whether to grant asylum. All right, so now we got a real problem here. Why did it take them so long to do that, you ask yourself? Why is that? Donald Trump, by the way, is blowing out Nikki Haley's lead in just about every single area of the country. This week's tracking poll showed Trump with support from 81% of potential Republican primary voters. Haley comes in 63 points behind him with 18% support. I mean, all these key states before DeSantis dropped out, Trump holds commanding leads in Nevada, South Carolina, and a lot of key Super Tuesday states. In South Carolina, Trump's up about 35% over Haley, her own state. So now we go to Winken, Blinken, and Nod and what he's doing. Warning that the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, which escalated after a drone strike killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan, appears to be the region's most dangerous period in about 50 years. Oh, gee. This coming from a former Clinton minion. Winking, blinking, a nod. Anthony, you really need to just go over there and stay over there. Because, see, he is the one that's ramping up all of this commentary about October 7th by Hamas against innocent men, women, and children in Israel. He wants to embed himself in the middle of this thing. I really believe this United States government wants to stir up stuff over there and get us into another conflict. I really believe the warmongers want us to attack Iran. And, of course, now they're on full heightened military alert now over there, given the fact that Biden opened his mouth and said we're going to retaliate. So what are you going to do, turn Tehran into a nuclear parking lot? That's going to really start a whole bunch of stuff out there, isn't it? China's hackers are preparing to wreak havoc and cause real world harm to Americans, according to FBI Director Paul Nakasone, along with Director Ray. Yep. All these people came out testifying in front of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, gee, we have a select committee. So now we've got PRC hackers targeting our critical infrastructure, water treatment plants, our electric grid, our oil and natural gas pipelines, our transportation system, and the risk that poses to every American requires our attention. According to Ray, they're attacking our economic security, engaging in wholesale theft of our innovation, our personal and corporate data. And what's the FBI doing about it? Chasing down Americans who believe in the American way. Crazy, isn't it? You got to wonder why they do one thing, say one thing, and do another, huh? House Democrat Corey, the squad is making the news today, baby. Corey Bush from Missouri is under criminal investigation by the DOJ for misusing government funds meant for private security. Yeah. And of course, that's what the House Sergeant at Arms, that's why he got a subpoena to the grand jury relating to the misuse of federal security money. And they confirmed that it is legitimate, this subpoena to the federal grand jury. The Federal Elections Commission is, of course, investigating one Democrat previously. Ms. Bush is a nurse, live, and Black Lives Matter activist who was elected in 2020 and won re-election in 2022 because I think the people of her district don't care. They don't know any better. They don't see her for what she is. They like divisiveness. They'll be the first to riot when all the electric grid goes down. They'll be the first ones out on the street begging because they ran out of groceries and they want somebody to feed them and the government won't be there. Some of the money, according to authorities, went to Courtney Meritz, who local broadcasters reported lacks a St. Louis private security license and is also not in a database for those licensed in the Washington area. Additionally, Ms. Bush married Mr. Meritz in 2023, beginning a relationship with him 2 years earlier. And the next squad member we're calling out this morning is Minnesota squad member Ilhan Omar, who is facing a fierce backlash from all points of interest of threatening to make U.S. bow to Somali interests. Republicans are now calling for her ouster after a clip appears to show her telling Somali Americans her first priority in office is not America, but Somalia. Huh. Well, wait a minute. I thought you took an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution. Wow. Now, anybody that goes up to Minneapolis, St. Paul, you ask any police officer, the ones that are remaining, that haven't quit, ask any of them about the Somali area of the city. Oh, yeah. Cops don't even want to go in there and patrol it. Oh, I hear directly from boots on the ground up there. This is how bad it is up there. And she basically is, you know, Somali first, Somalia first, Muslim second. She never mentions America, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Man, I mean, they're all coming out after her now. And by the way, the last of our news stories here, Nashville jury finds 6 pro-life activists guilty of violating the FACE Act. Well, you knew they were going to do this. Okay. Now we have to have this little thing about word of knowledge and word of wisdom here. Understandably so, word of knowledge is that women are murdering babies. That's what you think, okay? Let's just go on that premise that abortion is murder and they're killing babies, innocent babies. Wisdom dictates that all we can do is just talk to people and advocate to not do that. That's bad behavior, that you shouldn't go out and get pregnant, that abortion basically is a license for women to just go out and have a fling whenever they feel like it and not have to worry about the consequences. Well, six people are facing up to, well, let's put it this way. They could get 11 years in federal prison. One of those charged initially pled guilty and became a witness for the DOJ. So, I mean, they're sunk. So they've all been convicted and they're all facing sentencing. And of course, the cops, when they approached them and said, look, you need to get away from that abortion door to the abortion clinic, they moved. Said they were peaceful. Doesn't matter. Feds are going to charge them anyway. So it should tell you that unless you want to spend your time in a 6x8 with three hots and a cot, sharing a cell with somebody that might be unchristian, maybe it's a good idea you stop protesting abortion clinics and let these people face the wrath of God and stop being so damn judgmental. There are other ways to get the message out. It doesn't start by confronting people going into the abortion clinic. It starts with confronting your children and those parents who are not as informed as you. That's where it starts, in your schools, teaching people, look, let's not go out and have babies before we can afford them. Maybe you don't even want a child. Then why are you engaging in sex? God put it there for a reason, folks. Gonna call him a liar? For those of you who didn't understand what was going on with our economy, because it got another shakeup here, 12,000 job cuts just happened at the United Parcel Service. Yep. They're saving about $1 billion, according to the company's CEO. Wow, 12,000 jobs at UPS. Bayer, you know, the ones that make Roundup? They're going to have to pay $2.25 billion to John McKivinson, who's 49, diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, who sued Roundup maker Monsanto and its corporate parent Bayer, saying he developed the cancer after using the herbicide on his property for 20 years. $2 billion in punitive damages to punish Roundup. And, of course, General Motors has reported a $1.7 billion loss in its fourth quarter earnings in the production and sale of what? It's electric vehicles. My goodness. Yeah, see, they're going to go back to hybrids now. I can tell you that. All right, Brady, you've been holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. That one comment Michael Savage on the radio used to always make is just ringing in my head. He says, used to always say, the enemy within will kill this country. And I want to add an extra word to it. The unnoticed enemy within will kill this country. You talked about Victoria Nuland, the dual Jews that we have in the Senate, and right now under Joe Biden, every cabinet member is a dual Jew. I think that means needs to be brought to the forefront, since we are giving the Jews billions of dollars of weapons to blow up Palestine. When you come to Omar and the Somalis in Minneapolis, if you ever walk down there by the Capitol building, it looks like downtown Africa with all the bright colors.
I get it, Brady. Thanks for that. We're at the break right now. We're going to try to ring up Daniel Miller here with Texit, and we'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
All right, it's 33 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this hump day. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, as we were commenting about this convoy that is on its way, they're in Baton Rouge right now, as a matter of fact, headed into the Lone Star State from Louisiana after they go over that nice big tall bridge there in Lake Charles and end up on I-10, which is where they're proceeding westbound, and they're going to be going right past our next guest's location where the Texit headquarters is. Good morning, Daniel Miller with Texit. How are you?
Good morning, Dave.
Good to hear from you again. I've got my Texit Now mug right here in camera, so those of us watching this live streaming can see it. So this situation now, they're talking about having a heavy law enforcement presence with undercover agents and units and whatnot, and they're going to be on the lookout for bad actors trying to create a problem because they don't apparently want another J6, but they're telling people that if they find themselves in a life-threatening situation because of such bad actors, defend themselves in accordance with state law. What does that sound like to you?
It well, look, I'll tell you, you know, we've been in contact with some of the county sheriffs down there and some of the officials, and their concern related to the convoy is really related to the fact that a significant part of the enforcement that they're doing down there in those border counties is related to intercepting commercial trucks that are smuggling illegal aliens. So, you know, there's some concern. I understand that there's been some changes to the convoy, but I really can't speak to that. We're not organizing it. That would be, I think, some discussion for the organizers of the convoy.
Yeah, they'll be back on the show later this week discussing where they're at and how this whole thing is going to basically culminate in Kamado, Texas, on the 3rd of February, not too many days away. The thing is that the situation that everybody's asking themselves, because apparently Governor Abbott went over to India and there's a possibility that he's negotiating, you know, deals to bring foreign business back into the country, like chip manufacturing and whatnot. I'm just curious as to Texas' position on why. And it's perfectly obvious that a lot of people in Texas, and you've talked to these folks that have signed up to become supporters of the Texas movement there, that Governor Abbott is a day late and a dollar short moving on this very situation we're confronted with right now, sending troops down there and putting up razor wire. This should have happened 3 years ago. Texas' position hasn't changed.
We've been probably one of the most critical organizations toward Abbott's border response. You know, the belief has been for many years that he could, in fact, do more on the Texas side to secure the border, to step up in the gap where the federal government was either failing in its responsibility or intentionally doing its dead level best to collapse the border between Texas and Mexico. And so it does feel to a certain extent that it's a little bit. We're in the situation right now where this issue being forced to the forefront. You know, I've heard a lot of analogies in the media, people that are sort of jumping on this issue a little bit late, since this has been going on for years, comparing this to the Alamo. And frankly, Dave, it's really more like the Battle of Gonzales. You know, it's the seemingly small things that become the iconic, I don't want to call it a battle, but become the iconic stands for the rights of Texas to defend itself, much like the Battle of Gonzales was about a cannon that was so, at the end of the day, so small, I'm pretty sure that some Texans probably have handguns that are more powerful than that cannon. But, you know, just like the centralist government in Mexico came to confiscate that cannon from the colonists there in Gonzales, and there was an effective yet small heroic stand that gave us the iconic come-and-take-it flag, I think that this issue, not just over the razor wire, but over the 2.5 miles of border represented by what's happening in Eagle Pass, is becoming a symbol for a much larger argument and debate over the role of the federal government and the relationship between Texas and the federal government.
Well, this is one of the basic tenets of the Texas movement, is the fact that the federal government has put so many restrictions, regulations, and whatnot on Texas, and now because of the fact that Abbott refuses to back down to the Biden administration's demands and what the Supreme Court said earlier this week in a 5-4 bipartisan ruling, which included a lot of, you know, like Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, which I'm just shocked to hear it. The bigger problem is now they've cut off Texas's ability to export liquid natural gas. This is really, I mean, you know them by their fruits, so to speak, biblically, as it were. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, you know, and it's important for people to understand that what we're dealing with is are really separate issues. There is the razor wire issue, which Texas has been deploying razor wire at various places along the border for some time now, as part of its effort to sort of escalate Operation Lone Star, which has been going on for years now. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that Texas has been allocating somewhere in the neighborhood of about $1.5 billion every biennium to beef up whatever efforts we could do here in Texas over border security. So the barbed wire issue or the razor wire issue is one issue related to the Supreme Court. The takeover of the park and Eagle Pass is a completely separate issue that's going on right now, where Abbott, under this invasion declaration, has gone into the city of Eagle Pass, taken over the park, which abuts the river with about 2.5 miles of border, and kicked out the Border Patrol and basically said, guys, go away. We don't let people in here who are facilitating an organized criminal enterprise, which is what the federal government's border response has turned into. So in response to that, the idea has been that the next move on the Biden administration's part would be to federalize the Texas National Guard that are deployed down there, which is why we went out and began to talk about, yet again, the issue, the position that we've had since 2012, which is that Abbott, should shift all of the border responsibilities on the state side to the Texas State Guard because they cannot be federalized. And now, in retaliation, instead of that, immediately, what you have is you have the federal government under the auspices of, you know, combating climate change, the Green New Deal, halting and pausing all permits for liquid natural gas terminals, which, you know, you mentioned that the convoy was going to go right through where we are. I live in southeast Texas. This is where the refineries are. And these liquid natural gas export terminals and the development of those is a massive economic driver down here as they have begun to bring these facilities online and put them in development. So Biden's first move under the guise of the Green New Deal and combating climate change has been to effectively try to hit us in our pocketbooks. But at the end of the day, Texas is not going to be swayed by these actions from the Biden administration and the federal government. We're going to continue to do what we can to secure our border. And I think the telltale sign of this was yesterday the Texas Military Department took down the U.S. flag in front of their headquarters in Austin, raised the Texas flag and the come and take it flag.
Amazing. Wow. You know, see, I've got Congress people out there looking at this thing like Clay Higgins of Louisiana saying this could start another civil war. And I'm like, okay, now we have people overplaying this thing and getting carried away with it. I mean, it's bad enough we got warmongers now that want to blow up Tehran and turn it into a nuclear parking lot. But now we've got people over here saying that, you know, this tit for tat at the southern border is now going to explode into something where everybody's calling to arms and we've got thousands of Texans looking like they're going to assemble at the Alamo again, which you and I have both been there jointly at the same time when you placed a wreath there. It's one of these crazy things that, you know, they just, like, there are certain factions in this country that just want to start stuff. And I mean, you've got to have people. You can't Texas is not what you think. This is not a bunch of whack jobs out there that think they have a right to secede from the union. This is the commentary and the garbage that we hear. And unless you've been acquainted with this movement, as I have personally, you don't understand what their purpose is. It is not to do violent overthrow. This is just not the part of it. And see, when you get outside congressmen out there saying stuff like Clay Higgins of Louisiana is saying, I mean, this, it not only goes against Texas, it goes against the moral compass of the entire state. Wouldn't you think, Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the rhetoric has definitely ramped up. And, you know, what it's done for us on this issue is just highlighted what we have said for years, which is, look, it doesn't have to be this way. There doesn't have to be this adversarial relationship And it's one of the reasons that, we will be delivering the petition signatures to Greg Abbott next week, calling on him to call a special session of the legislature to put the Texas question to a vote of the people. You know, at the end of the day, the issue of the relationship between Texas and the federal government is not one for Abbott to decide or the Texas legislature to decide. Ultimately, that right rests with the people. And the only way we're ever going to find out where the people are on this issue is to ask them the question, put it on a ballot, let's vote for it. We understand, and I think a lot of people here in Texas are coming to the realization that we've been the adults in the room for a very long time. I mean, notwithstanding the rhetoric from the left wanting to, you know, bomb Walmart in Houston or calling for a civil war, but, you know, being the adults in the room says, look, let's have a conversation about this, and then let's make a decision about how we need to move forward with our relationship. Because at the end of the day, I think we're all under the realization that the only way that Texas is ever going to secure its border and have a sane and sensible immigration policy that works for Texas is for Texas to do what 200 other countries around the world have done and become a self-governing independent nation.
Yeah, see, and I can't see where the United States even, they don't want to indulge that. They don't want to admit that the United States government corporate has screwed up. And this is one of the reasons why people are getting fed up. And this is an option that's being given to Texans in particular because of what was in their enabling clauses in the Constitution. I know that you have talked to, Daniel, numerous constitutional scholars and international scholars that have monitored the breakaways of all these different countries you just talked about that became independent sovereigns. And, of course, that's something that, you know, that's basically not only a feather in your cap, it's fodder for the campaign. And you do, from my understanding, have enough signatures that are valid to take to the legislature to get them to put it on the ballot or to get the governor to put this thing under special session so that they can put that on the ballot. That's my understanding, is that actually achieved the goal.
Sure. We provided enough petition signatures to actually have this placed on the March 2024 primary ballot as an advisory referendum. Yet we were ultimately screwed over. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it, by the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, who made some rather wild assertions and decided to treat the Texas election code like a cafeteria plan. And he clearly breached his statutory duty, and he disenfranchised Texans. But those petition signatures are not going to go to waste. We're still litigating that issue. We'll be filing a new lawsuit against the Republican Party of Texas in the coming weeks. But we're taking those petition signatures and laying them right at the feet of Governor Abbott in his office next week, because at the end of the day, the people of Texas have spoken in large numbers, and at a minimum, they want the ability to vote on this issue. You know, Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution reserves to the people the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they may think expedient. And so it's incumbent upon Abbott and the rest of the Texas legislature to put this on a ballot. Let the people of Texas have a very open and vigorous debate about whether or not we are served by our continued relationship with the federal government, and have that culminate in a vote that sets the direction for where Texas needs to go after that. That is the only way that we get through these treacherous waters as it stands right now. You know, this is the equivalent, if we're going to reduce this down to the terms of the Odyssey, and Odysseus, this is like navigating between Scylla and Charybdis, or the proverbial Texan way between a rock and a hard place. There is a path forward that does not involve this adversarial relationship. And frankly, right now, Texans are saying, look, we're within our rights. We're within not just the U.S. Constitution, but the Texas Constitution. It is the federal government that is lawless and unconstitutional, even when it's rubber stamped by the Supreme Court, and Texans are not going to ultimately back down. Now, the political reality of this is the first one that blinks loses in this. If Abbott decides to back down on this, he will have it will be the greatest act of political immolation in recent memory. If Biden backs down, what he effectively has done is acquiesced to Texas' position that the federal government has broken the compact between the states, and that has ramifications of its own. So, we've got to work through this particular issue. Texans want a secure border. We want a sane and sensible immigration policy, and we do not want the federal government stepping all over our toes when we do it.
Makes sense. Eric in Nebraska, you're on the phone with Daniel Miller. Go ahead.
Oh, it was encouraging to hear that they took down the U.S. flag. But the way I understand recently, that is the war flag, a battle flag. And if you're flying that, that gives people the feds jurisdiction over you, and they can come in and, like, that's an installation for military. But don't we have the right to be citizens of Texas anyway? Each state's part of the union, but don't we have that option now as individuals to be citizens of, say, Texas or Missouri instead of U.S. citizens?
Well, I mean, that's a point of debate by some folks, but, I think really rather than reading any more into it, I think the political symbol of what it means is the important part here. I don't think that the Texas Military Department is making any type of declaration other than a political one, which is, number one, this is Texas, and the inclusion of the come-and-take-it flag, I think, is just a further symbol of defiance, echoing what happened at the Battle of Gonzales when the Mexican central government overthrew the Constitution and sent the army to collect the cannon that they used for self-defense. So I don't know that they're making any point right now other than a political one.
Appreciate your call, okay. Eric, because I want to stay on point here with what we're talking about, and that is what's happening now because of this nonsense that's going on at our southern border, and it is threatening the livelihoods and the safety of Texans. And the United States government, in its effort to multiculturalize not only the state of Texas, but the rest of the country, using Texas as a stopping point to bring all these illegal immigrants through our borders, this has caused a lot of political consternation. And of course, Abbott himself said, Daniel, that it would be a political blunder for Biden to federalize the National Guard. And if that were to happen, would Abbott actually bring the Texas Guard into the picture? And then would there be, do you anticipate a conflict as a result? CBP's unions already said they weren't going to cut any razor wire, that they didn't agree with the government. Even though the Supreme Court said they could, they said, no, we're not going to do that because they're so stretched thin and they know it.
Yeah, it's really this idea of Biden federalizing the National Guard, and just some background for folks who don't know. Texas has its own military. It's the Texas Military Department. It's a three-branch military made up of the Texas Army National Guard, Texas Air National Guard, and the Texas State Guard. And it's the entirety of it is the governor is the commander-in-chief. There's an adjutant general that oversees the Texas Military Department. And the two branches, the two National Guard branches, can be federalized and called into federal service. And this has been the complaint that we've had for many, many years, that Abbott's emphasis on border security for Operation Lone Star has been really twofold. Number one, the primary being the Texas National Guard and any National Guard that is sent by other states to assist, and the Texas DPS, which is the Department of Public Safety, which is managing some of the more inland issues related to the border. They're conducting traffic stops and commercial motor vehicles and things of that nature. So, and the State Guard has played largely a support role, which is really and truly, on paper, that's what their purpose has been. However, as we move into these waters where the threat has been that Biden will federalize and begin to arrest anyone who interferes with the federal efforts on the border to continue to facilitate this, that discussion has moved over into our arena, you know, into what we have been talking about all along. And Abbott has made some statements, though not as direct as I think we would like, and that's probably for strategic reasons, but he's made some statements indicating that if they indeed federalize the National Guard and order them to stand down, that the Texas State Guard and the DPS would stand in the gap to continue Texas' efforts on the border. What I think is particularly interesting is a call went out a couple of days ago from the Texas Military Department seeking volunteers within the branches of the Texas Military Department for voluntary deployment to the border. So I think we're getting ready to see a significant expansion of Operation Lone Star and what's happening in Eagle Pass.
Wow, Daniel Miller, thanks so much for the update. I appreciate that. And see, there's nobody else that's keeping a pulse on this situation down there other than the Texit movement and Daniel Miller. It's President, we appreciate you. Godspeed in everything that you're doing in moving this thing forward. Everybody's going to be watching you. The eyes of Texas will be the eyes of America. We'll all be looking inward. We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, there you have it, folks. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
That's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.